UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
The promising field of regenerative medicine is working to restore structure and function of damaged tissues and organs. It's also working to create solutions for organs that have become permanently damaged. The goal of this medicine is to find a way to cure previously untreatable injuries and diseases. My guest today is Dr. Sumanth Prabhu. He's the director in the Division of Cardiovascular Disease at UAB Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Prabhu. What is regenerative medicine? Is this relatively new? How has it evolved?
Yeah, thank you, Melanie. It's a very important question to delve into. You know, traditionally, medicine has been driven by pharmacological therapy, some new drugs, and at least in our field in cardiology, new devices to help the heart. Regenerative medicine is a different approach, and that's using biological approaches, primarily with so-called stem cells, which can be derived from a variety of places in the body. With or without combinations with tissue engineering. So this is a new approach. It is a kind of a different perspective on how to treat a cardiac disease, and it's really trying to harness the body's capability at regenerating or repairing tissue, and in this case, heart tissue, that perhaps otherwise couldn't be achieved through other means.
So how does it really work, and how does it fit in with current medical practices and what you've been doing?
Sure. So cardiac regeneration is really full of promise. It captures the imagination in that when a person has a heart attack, the heart muscle cells die. And what we're left with treating in that instance is the remaining heart muscle, the myocardium, with different approaches to try to improve patient symptoms and outcomes. What this, the appeal of this regenerative therapy is that is it possible to go beyond just treating the surviving heart muscle and actually create new heart tissue or repair the damaged tissue so that the heart can be better than it was, after the heart attack. So this is really the goal, the ultimate goal of stem cell therapy, regenerative therapy, is to build more tissue or to repair existing tissue to a point that we couldn't do with previous approaches. Now, it's important with regenerative medicine in cardiology or in elsewhere to separate out the promise, the so-called hype, from the actual data and, you know, what we can expect and what we can hope for. And right now, stem cell therapy, regenerative therapy for heart disease is in the clinical trial phase. It's still experimental and not yet ready for routine clinical applications. But there have been several developments in the research phase, both in the preclinical models and in patient studies that are really encouraging. And it is hoped that we'll continue to make significant progress so we can make this a reality. But it's important to understand that, unlike drugs, which we can give and quantitate, the effects of stem cells are vary just like any other biological parameter may vary. So this puts another wrinkle in how to use these kinds of approaches and how we can standardize these kinds of approaches to make it a reality in routine clinical application. We're not there yet, but we're certainly making a lot of progress. And I should mention that the idea initially with stem cell therapy was to regenerate the heart. This is a so-called cardiogenesis, so we could generate new heart tissue. But the second thing was to regenerate vessels so that we can improve blood supply. But it's becoming more clear now that the actual amount of cardiac muscle regeneration is low in many studies and variable certainly at best, and that these stem cells themselves are reparative in that they can secrete factors that help endogenous or the processes we already have in our own body to do better. So we're still trying to determine the mechanism. We're trying to determine how the mechanism impacts the overall effect of these therapies. And this is the way that research moves forward, and this is the way that stem cell therapy will ultimately reach clinical medicine.
Other than revolutionizing cardiac healthcare, what other areas of medicine do you see that this is most promising for and has the most potential?
Well, I think there are several areas. Certainly, the heart, our field, is there's intense research going on. But I think in every major organ system, there are attempts at a regenerative therapy, certainly in the musculoskeletal system and joints. Stem cells are being used. There's studies going now from the National Institutes of Health for pulmonary or lung regeneration. And certainly for nerve tissue, so spinal cord injuries, this is a very hot area for research to regenerate damaged nerve tissue. So all of these areas are very there's an intense focus in all of these areas to use regenerative medicine.
So now let's talk, Dr. Prabhu, about some of the ethical and maybe even economic hurdles involved in taking this idea from innovation to a successful product. So speak first about the ethical issues. What do you see going on?
Well, there's several aspects. Certainly this is a very important area to get right in terms of how we're going to use stem cells to treat disease. And I think it's important for listeners to understand that there are stem cells from a variety of sources. And these can be broadly broken down into embryonic stem cells, which would be derived from fetal tissue, versus adult stem cells. And I think a lot of the ethical dilemmas are related to the derivation of these embryonic stem cells. There are certain lines of embryonic stem cells that are approved by the National Institutes of Health, but people have very strong opinions about the use of embryonic stem cells, and I think that this is an area where ethicists and society really need to come to a consensus as to whether or not these are appropriate for use. Now, some of these ethical issues with embryonic stem cells are really becoming, I think, less important as we develop adult stem cells. And these are stem cells derived from, mature tissues from humans, either the bone marrow or the heart itself, or from other tissues such as fat. And then the most recent development is so-called induced pluripotent stem cells, in which regular cells, buccal cheek cells or skin cells, through a biotechnology process, can be induced to become pluripotent stem cells. So these can be patient-specific, and they can then be differentiated into a variety of cell types, including heart muscle. That could be used. So I think the ethical dilemmas stem from the sources of stem cells and the appropriateness for their use. And I think these can be certainly a challenge and need to have an intense discussion between all the stakeholders, patients, physicians, scientists, as to the best approach. But I think a lot of these can be bypassed or circumvented by the use of adult cells, and perhaps even in the future, more induced pluripotent cells, which are derived from individual patients for use by them.
So, Dr. Prabhu, what would you like to, you have a chance to wrap this up, other physicians to know about the field of regenerative medicine and specifically in cardiac health care and in this field, what would you like them to know about what they can expect in the future? Let's look to tomorrow. What are you hoping to do?
I think it really will be the future of cardiac therapy in some way. There's no question that, number one, stem cells are there, that they can be harnessed for reparative potential, and they have already been used in patient trials. There's upwards of 30 clinical trials or so using stem cells for heart disease since the year 2000. And what we can say is that these therapies are safe, and that while the results are somewhat modest so far in clinical trials, just the fact that there are substantial improvements in some patients with these therapies indicates that we need further research as to the mechanisms of how this can occur and how we can actually repair the heart. So I think for clinicians, it's important that to realize that beyond what we have currently, generally for acute myocardial infarction or the most problematic group for chronic heart failure, there are new approaches that are in clinical trials that use biological therapy, and that it's important to get patients who really can qualify for these kinds of approaches to get them enrolled in these trials so that we can continue to do work and try to bring this into a clinical reality. So the possibilities for stem cells really are very vast. First of all, we can deliver stem cells through a variety of ways, either through the coronary artery, such as during a heart catheterization, or through a direct injection, either from a special catheter or during surgery, for example. And these cells can be derived from a variety of sources, including the individual patient or so-called off-the-shelf allogeneic sources of stem cells. And this, I think, is probably going to be the most fruitful in the future, because there's a time issue from scaling up the number of stem cells from patients if we're to get them from one patient and inject it back into the same patient. What we really want is an off-the-shelf therapy that we can use that's scalable and readily available for use without any time delays. The other interesting, very exciting area is the combination of tissue engineering with stem cell technology. One of the biggest hurdles with stem cells is most of the cells that are delivered currently, we don't know how much of those cells actually survive, and it's probably a small portion. And because of variability in patients, this may be one of the reasons why there have been inconsistent results with stem cells. Well, now with 3D printing and the use of different biomaterials, actual tissue scaffolds can be generated in which stem cells could be first injected, grown, and a tissue patch can be generated to directly apply in patients. And I think this may well be the way of the future, in which there's a fusion of both bioengineering and stem cell therapy to come up with ultimate approaches.
And in the last few minutes, Dr. Prabhu, how can a community physician refer a patient to UAB Medicine?
Well, we have a central referral line for all patients, including cardiology patients. It's the MIST line. It's the number is 1-800-UAB-MIST. There, the folks will guide you to the right place for any referral. And our division of cardiology, we have more than 70 people with a variety of specialties and interests. We would be able to handle any community physician inquiry or referral.
And tell us about your team. Why is UAB so great to work with?
Well, we really have a broad team. It's with a vast amount of expertise, many of whom are leaders in their respective fields. We really, at UAB, have a very large patient practice, and we really pride ourselves on taking care of both what we see every day, so-called bread and butter types of problems, but also the most advanced and complex problems that patients may encounter because of heart disease. And at UAB, we have we're fortunate enough to be able to work in multidisciplinary teams very closely, for example, with our cardiac surgeons, with cardiac radiologists and pathologists, with nurse practitioners and pharmacists, to really have an integrated approach to patient care. So those are really you know, some of the real benefits of working with such a talented group in a place with really a strong infrastructure and resources.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to UAB Medcast, and for more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.